Regina Alexandria. 88.1. Gospel Radio, serving all of Senla at 88.1.
Good morning, this is Connie Johnson, author of the new release and projected bestseller, Soulja Girl. I would like to welcome you to the Good Shepherd broadcast with Pastor Clinton Turner and First Lady Glenda Turner, New Birth Missionary Baptist Church, 1110 South 10th Street, Leesville, Louisiana, 71446. If you would like a copy of today's broadcast or previous broadcast, you may contact Dr. Derek N. or Connie Johnson at 337-424-1286 or 337-424-2286. Please join us for our broadcast, already in progress.
To get ready to receive your word.
Yes.
Speak to your being.
Yes.
And help us to take what we learned this day. As always, it's our prayer that we may become the people that you would have us to be.
Yes, God.
And we give you all the praise. We give you all the honor and the glory. In the marvelous name of Jesus, we pray. And all of God's people say, amen.
Amen.
Let's give God a hand of praise.
Amen.
Are you glad to be here this morning?
Amen.
Did you come looking for a word this morning?
Amen.
How many come looking for a blessing?
Amen.
How many know there's a blessing in the house?
Amen.
Amen.
They got your name on.
Yes.
So you think? I wanted to go to Luke, the 15th chapter.
All right.
God is so good.
Yes,
He is.
It's just an awesome God.
Amen.
And I just got good news for you. God ain't through with us yet.
Amen.
Amen.
Still a great God, still doing great things.
Thank you, God.
Luke, the 15th chapter. When you have it, say amen.
Amen.
And I'm going to read a few verses starting at the 17th verse.
Mm-hmm.
And when he came to himself, he said, how many hired servants of my father have bread enough and to spare, and I perish with hunger.
Mm-hmm.
I will arise, go to my father, and will say to him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and before thee, and am no more worthy to be called thy son. Make me as one of thy hired servants. And he arose and came to his father, but when he was yet a great way off, his father saw him and had compassion and ran and fell on his neck and kissed him.
Yes.
And the son said unto him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and in thy sight, and am no more worthy to be called thy son. But the father said to his servant, bring forth the best robe.
Yes, sir.
All right.
And put it on him.
Yes.
And put a ring on his hand and shoes on his feet.
Amen.
And bring hither the fatted calf.
Yes.
And kill it. And let us eat and be merry. For this my son was dead.
Yes.
And is alive again.
Yes.
He was lost.
My.
And is found. And they began to be merry. And the subject that the Lord laid on my heart to use this morning was bad boys coming home.
Mama.
All right.
All right.
Talk about that this morning.
Bad boys coming
bad
home.
Bad boys. Say that with me. Bad boys.
Bad boys.
Bad boys.
Coming home.
Coming home. Home.
Coming home. Coming home.
Amen.
Got to come home. So much on my mind and heart. So much I want to say. So much I want to share. We just don't have time. Home. That special place.
All right.
Home. That unique place.
Mm-hmm.
Dr. Johnson.
Yes, sir.
God has set aside to be the foundation of society. Dr. Johnson, it has always been said,
yes, sir,
that so goes the home, so goes society.
Amen.
If the home is broken, you can rest assured that the society you live in is going to be broken,
man,
fragmented, because society is a product of the home.
Amen.
Home is where everything starts. Starts with conception.
Yes.
And it's just Charles is wonderful when things take place in God's divine order.
All right.
Now you can mark that with doubt. It's a lot of things happening, but it's not part of God's order.
Amen. Amen.
It's wonderful. I know the Bible says every good and perfect gift comes from God. And I know it teaches us that children are a gift from God. Yes, it does.
Amen.
But in God's divine order, there's a man, there's a woman. And I ain't got time to mess with it.
All right. All right.
Can't keep y'all here too long. But there's a man and there's a woman. And God brings them together.
All right.
And they become one.
All right.
Somebody ought to be saying amen.
Amen. Amen.
But in today's society,
amen,
where they have taken away from God's program.
All right.
And everybody want to do their own thing and do it their own way.
Yes.
That's why things are so messed up.
All right.
I wish I had the wisdom to share.
All right.
It's not in God's order.
Yeah.
Folks want to shack up.
No.
They want to lay up.
All right.
And they want to play. And they want to do everything but what God see them.
Yes.
And they got nerves enough to fall down on their knees and ask God to bless them.
All right.
Can I tell you, God ain't going to bless no mess.
Amen.
Somebody say amen.
Amen.
Don't get quiet on me.
Amen.
Amen. If it's out of order, if it's sinful, if it's sin, it's just sin.
Right.
But it begins at home in God's divine order. And when I know many people are having babies these days, yes, they are.
Yes.
Not married. Come on, somebody.
Amen. Amen.
Ain't committed to the church.
Amen.
They want to come when they want to come.
Amen.
Amen. Ain't teaching.
Amen.
Come on, somebody.
Amen.
Ain't teaching, ain't training.
Amen.
When everything begins at home.
Amen.
Amen.
And when things at home is out of order.
Come on, Pastor.
Amen.
Amen, Pastor. All right, Pastor.
We got to get things in order.
Yes.
Amen.
Look at somebody and say, neighbor.
Neighbor,
get it in order.
Get it in order.
Get it in order.
Amen.
Schools are falling apart. Stuff happening in school now. I don't remember that happening when I was growing up. They didn't have children running up in the school with guns. I wish I had a little help up there.
Amen.
There's a divine order. And when things are in order, how many know God blesses it?
Yes. Amen.
And the blessed people in the house.
Amen.
And you know you're blessed. And the reason you know you're blessed, because you are in order.
In order.
Yeah. Amen. Amen. You're aware you're supposed to be. You're doing what you're supposed to. I wish I had a witness.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
The product of home. Just on so many are the product. The home of the upbringing, because everything starts there.
Yes.
You see, that's where you learn your ABCs and your 1, 2, 3.
Yes.
Now I lay me down to sleep.
Yes.
I pray the Lord my soul to keep.
Yes.
If I should die before I wake,
yes, sir.
Pray the Lord my
soul to keep.
Stuff like that start at home.
Yes, yes.
It's at home where the attitude it's molded and shaped, and the arrow is pointed in the right direction.
That's right.
I wish I had a witness of it.
Yes. Yes.
The Bible is full of bad boys. That was the product of their home.
Yes.
How many remember Jacob?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Y'all remember Tricky Jacob?
Yeah.
Y'all remember Jacob that would lie? He would steal.
Yeah.
Yes.
He will rob you.
All right.
And you.